Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 5, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing really good, Dave. How are you tonight?
Doing great. It's another weekend ahead of us, and Keeneland just opened up this weekend. Or actually, it opened today, did it not?
Yeah, it opened today, yeah.
As we record, and so it's the opening weekend of Keeneland, so we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes here. I saw this article I thought was kind of interesting on the Pollock Report about betting purses see an uptick, but the field sizes and race days seem to be shrinking. So, I mean, there was a 5% climb in purses, but purses went up 6%, I should say. And then, but the wagering is up, but it's interesting that there's only the field sizes are dropping over the year to year. What'd you think of that? I mean, it seems like it's. We've been noticing it, don't you think?
I certainly have noticed it. I'm probably a little bit contrarian to most horse players. I don't need big fields. For me, fields of more than 10 horses just create problems for my picks.
Yeah. Look at the Kentucky Derby.
they just get in the way. I certainly don't like short fields, so I'm not interested in four and five horse races, but somewhere between 6 and 10, from a field size, makes sense to me. And with my handicapping style, I seem to do well, when those are the field sizes. So, I know that there's a lot of, there's a lot of players that like giant field sizes, and certainly as I looked at this Keeneland card for tomorrow, there's some fairly large fields, and in a few of my selections, I've gone pretty far out to the outside in some of my picks. But to me, large fields just create problems for my picks, and I know that if my horses have a clear path and a clear run, that often my horses that I pick will be there. So. Yep. But yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting that handle is up though.
It was up about 5%. That's about 5.2%.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator of the health of the industry. I would say, and certainly, lots more states have expanded the offering and you add that in addition to the number of racinos that have opened up, and it's no wonder the purses have gotten big, because the way that usually works is that there's a certain amount of money that's put into the purse fund for the horses that comes from the casinos that are attached. So that's not surprising to me at all, but that's interesting, Dave.
The numbers, the race days went down about 3.5% over last year. So there's only about almost 3,500. And then the average field size they're saying was right around 7.5. So it's about a 2% decrease. So I figure if you round it up by average eight horses a race, that seems like they said, you want to keep them at that and not these smaller four and five.
No, I can't, there's absolutely no point in betting those really small fields, but,
impossible.
Those large fields, I think, are just as much a problem. I know a lot of gamblers like that, but I don't really care.
All right. Well, I figured that was good information to bring out to our listeners. Let's get started. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you'll find all the ways to listen to us. All the links are there. We have your bases covered. Just click a link. Give us a listen. Especially on the Apple Podcasts, and that's where a majority of our listeners are listening. Join our Facebook group. We have a link up on the top of the page as well. You can be interacting with us on Facebook. We have we've probably had some pretty good amount of folks that have been following us on Facebook, and would like to see some more interaction on there. We'd love to hear what you think of our show. We will post any links for videos, any other items we talk about on the show as well. On the Amazon Echo, you can listen to us by saying Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to the latest episode that's queued up, and you'll be hearing this episode as you talk to us, as you're hearing us, I should say. On Twitter, please follow us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post some any late day changes, maybe some other picks he finds. We have, I'm going to say, almost 20,000 downloads. I'm rounding up here. 19.5 incredible, incredible. We never thought in a million years we'd be doing this. Downloads. It's pretty awesome. We're averaging about 400 times, and we really appreciate it. We really appreciate you guys listening. We can't thank you enough. So we'll, as always, review the agenda. We'll talk about last week. We're kind of putting the horse nugget segment as part of a lot of your handicapping now, because you are handicapping a lot more races. Today you have 5 races from Keeneland, the opening weekend at Keeneland. So, but if you have any ideas as far as you want to hear a horse nugget segment in any future episodes, please make sure you email us. I have questions at Off the Charts Horse Racing. We'd love to hear from you. And then you'll dig into these five graded stakes races from Keeneland. So let's start it off and tell us about last week.
Yeah, Dave. So last week, 8 stakes races handicapped. We had 1 top pick winner. We had 3 top 2 pick winners and 2 top 3 pick winners. So 6 of the 8 winners of the races were found in our top 3 picks. And, in full transparency, when our listener Tim texted me after one of our picks had scratched right before the race was going to go off, he asked me for a third selection, which I gave him. Yep. And that horse wound up winning the race and paid $12. So I'm not going to take credit for that being a top 3 pick winner. But the folks that are listening to the podcast, if you'd like information from me, especially if there's scratches or other races that you're interested in, you want my opinion, you certainly can send us a tweet. You can send us an email. You and I sit at the OTB, most Saturdays, and I'm monitoring that stuff as we're sitting there. And
both are.
Yep. And if there's something that people want to know or a pick that they'd like to have, I've got the racing forms for most of the major tracks that I'm looking at on Saturdays. Feel free. So, Tim knew me well enough to text me, and he did. And and I wound up giving him a pick that as a third selection that wound up paying a pretty nice price. So anyways, Dave, overall 295 stakes handicapped, 129 top 2 pick winners, still traveling around 44% of the time. You can find the winner of these stakes races in our top 2 picks.
Great. And shout out to Tim. He's been very supportive of us. We really appreciate it, Tim. Okay, let's go right into the racing at Keeneland. You have 5 races. It's at races 6 through 10. We're going to start off with the 6th race, and this is a pick 5 and also a pick 3 available for your gimmicks. And this is on the turf. It's 5.5 furlongs, a short distance. It's the Woodford. It's a grade 2. And it's a purse of $200,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 5 horse. The 5 horse is Holding Gold. Mark Cassey trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. I've got a number of things that I've noted here. This horse has run well on the Keeneland turf, two starts on the Keeneland turf, and has won one of those 2 starts, producing a 100 buyer speed figure. Horse is pretty proficient at this distance. This sprint turf distance can be challenging, and there's certain horses that are particularly good at these kinds of races. This horse has started 9 times at this distance and won 3 of them, producing a 105 buyer speed figure. I am noting multiple sub 12 second eighths of a mile in the past performances. I've noted that Johnny V has won on this horse in the past. Yep. I've circled the poly track workouts at Woodbine coming into this race, and the last two of them bullet workouts. Looks like a pretty good spot for Velasquez, who is still riding at the top of his game. So let's make the 5 horse Holding Gold our top selection in this 6 race at Keeneland on Saturday. Our second selection will go to the 10 post. Let's make the 10 Will Call. Brett Cox trains, Sean Bridge-Mahan, the jockey. This horse is a 4-year-old colt, so it should be in the prime of its racing career. When Bridge-Mahan and Cox team up together, they're 33%. This horse has been at this distance 7 times in its life, and has won 4 and finished 2nd another time, producing a 97 buyer speed figure as a top buyer. Certainly a great lifetime record, 11 starts, 6 wins, a 2nd and a 3rd. Let's make the 10 horse, Dave, Will Call our 2nd selection in this 6th race at Keeneland on Saturday. And then our 3rd selection, Dave, let's Let's go to the four horse extravagant kid. No, I'm sorry, Dave. The three horses kid. Perfect. I got confused with my kid horses. So let's make sure that we make that correction, Dave.
Number three,
Kid Perfect is our third selection.
And a long shot.
Kid Perfect, trained by Angel Montano. Ricardo Santana is the jockey. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line. Has a nice bullet workout the last time. Looks like this horse might show some early speed here. Love Santana on speed horses. And though Angel Montano has not had a good 2018 from a win percentage standpoint, I know this trainer and have followed this trainer, and he's a good trainer. To me, in a race that seems pretty wide open, I'm encouraged by the fact that there's some early speed here, and Santana's a great early speed jockey. So, yep. To confirm, Dave, the three horse is our third selection in the sixth race here at Keeneland on Saturday. So, to summarize, Dave, race six, Saturday, Keeneland, our selections are 5, 10, and 3.
And that three horse, nice bullet workout at Churchill, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so that's good stuff. Let's get on to the seventh race. The seventh race has a pick four and a pick three available. And it is six furlongs, another short distance. It's a grade two. It's the Thoroughbred Club of America, $250,000. It's for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is Chalon. Arnaud Delacour is the trainer. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. Kind of like the jockey change here to Castellano. This horse has early speed. Great lifetime record, 11 lifetime starts, 5 wins, 3 seconds, and a third. Delacour does great with horses off this kind of layoff. He's 33% with horses off 61 to 180 days. You can see there's a number of bullet workouts there coming into this race. Really like the jockey change here to Castellano, who's really good on the front end in races like this. So let's make the nine horse Chalon our top selection in this seventh race at Keeneland Saturday, Dave. Our second selection in this race is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Happy Like a Fool. Happy Like a Fool is trained by Wesley Ward. We go to Johnny Velasquez again. This horse is 10-1 in the morning line. I've noted that this horse has been at Keeneland for quite a long time training. As you can see, there was a workout there at Keeneland on August 22nd.
Yeah.
So this horse has been getting comfortable at Keeneland, has raced there, has a race over the surface earlier in the year in the spring meet. Wesley Ward does extremely well in these kinds of situations. He's 19%. When this horse has been off 61 to 188 days, and he's 20% when his horses have won their last start. I'm a Tyler Gaffleone fan, Dave, though I don't cash a lot of tickets with him, but I certainly like the jockey change to Johnny Velasquez in this situation.
Yeah.
So let's make the six horse, Dave, Happy Like a Fool, our second selection in the seventh race to Keeneland on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, let's make the three horse Miss Sunset. Jeff Bondi trains. Mike Smith is right now to Keeneland on Saturday. So Mikey Smith's on this horse, 3-1 the morning line. Interesting, Bondi and Smith, when they team up together, they're 55%. So that means that in the 11 times Bondi's used Smith, he's won 6 times with him, which is really impressive. Nice bullet work there at Santa Anita, second off a layoff. Has raced over the Keeneland surface before a couple of times. Has a win and a second and 2 starts. 3-1 the morning line. Let's make sure that we put this horse in our multi-win race wagers, Dave. So let's make Miss Sunset our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, Saturday's seventh race at Keeneland, our selections are going to be 9, 6, 3.
All right, we'll move to the eighth race. The eighth race has a pick three available. It's a 1 mile distance on the turf. It's a grade one, the First Lady, $400,000. It's for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Crown Walk. Henry Alex Pantal, who I've never heard of before, but apparently he's a French trainer, has decided to come here and put this horse Crown Walk into this race. And he's solicited the services of Mike Smith, which is kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
Smitty's 4-1. This horse is 4-1 in the morning line, gets Lasix for the first time. He has adjusted buyer speed figure off that last race in France at Deauville. Adjusted that 109 down to a 95 buyer speed figure, which is pretty good. This horse, do talk about breeding for the turf. Look at that turf, Tomlinson, 418. These are the kind of horses, these young horses on the turf that I always feel like Mike Smith does really well with. So I'm going to make the four horse Dave Crown Walk our top selection in this eighth race.
All right.
Keeneland on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be a Raving Beauty, trained by Chad Brown, John Velasquez, the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. I have made a Raving Beauty a top selection a couple of times in some of these stakes races over the summer, and and got it. You know, was very disappointed with IRAD's races the last two times at Saratoga, and apparently Chad Brown was too, because Johnny Velasquez is going up this time. And maybe this will make the difference. Horse is kind of a horse that kind of hang, you know, seems like she hung the last time. And maybe Velasquez will make the difference. Thought about making this horse a top pick, but I really haven't liked the way this horse has raced the last two times, just kind of even. But you know, horses do improve when John gets on them. So let's make the two horse, Dave, a Raving Beauty, our second selection in this eighth race at Keeneland on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, let's go to the five horse. The five horse is Indian Blessing. Ed Walker trains for Gal Lynch as the jockey. 12-1 in the morning line. Let's put a second North American start in kind of horse, Dave. I've given out that as a horse nugget many times. And this horse produced a 97 buyer speed figure coming from overseas, coming from Great Britain. The last time out at Saratoga, only lost by 3 lengths to one of the horses that will be one of the favorites in this race. And we get 15-1. So let's make Indian Blessing, Dave, the five horse, our third and final selection here. So Keeneland's eighth race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-2-5.
It looks like you have two horses from Britain and one from Germany, right?
Yeah.
The two is from Germany, right?
The two is from Italy and Germany. Yeah, but it's had four races over the I see. Yeah, his was bred in Germany. Absolutely. Bred. Yeah.
I guess count the breeding.
Yep. Yes.
All right. So good stuff. I
can't keep up with all your horse racing knowledge, Dave.
Right now. You've taught me well, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the ninth race. The ninth race is a mile and a 16th. This is a grade one. We got some big races coming up here. This is the Claiborne Breeders Futurity. It's $500,000, and it's for two-year-olds. That challenge again with the two-year-olds. Give us your picks.
I'm going to make the four-horse Dave Unionizer our top selection. Bill Mott trains Florent Giroux, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse has won its last two starts, is out of the sire Union Rags, which is one of my favorite sires.
Yep.
And I just know that Mott's younger horses get better over time, and they get better as the distance stretches out. And that's the angle that I'm playing here. So I'm going to make the four-horse Unionizer my top selection in this ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the five-horse. The five-horse is Dreammaker. Mark Cassie trains Julian Le Perouse, the jockey, 5-1 the morning line. Pretty impressive work out there at Keeneland on the 29th of September, 47 flat. For 4 furlongs and had the best workout out of 113 horses that raced at 4 furlongs that day. So that's a pretty impressive workout. These tappets get a lot better as the distance expands. So I wouldn't be surprised to see this horse make a really nice run. So let's make the 5-horse Dreammaker our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go all the way to the outside. We're going to go to the 14 standard deviation. Chad Brown trains. Javier Castellanos, the jockey. 10-1 the morning line. Javi was on this horse when it broke its maiden at Saratoga. Won pretty easily that day. Horses out of Curlin was a $450,000 purchase. It's got a 395 buyer speed figure. I mean, Tomlinson figure at this distance. And you get Chad and Javi and because they're out of the 14 post, you're going to get a nice juicy price with a horse that has every right to improve off that last race. So let's make the 14 horse standard deviation our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the ninth race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 5, and 14.
All right. And we wrap up to the last race of your handicapping. And this is the big race of the day. This is the 10th race. It's a mile on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Shadwell Turf Mile. It's $1 million purse for three-year-olds on upward. Give us your picks.
Yep. So my top selection is going to be the 7-horse Curban. Curban is trained by Kieran McLaughlin, Mikey Smith, the jockey, 5-1 the morning line. We get a horse with a second North American start. We get a trainer who does really well with just horses in general, second off a layoff. We get top jockey, Hall of Famer. There's just a lot of things I like about this.
Can't beat that.
No. So let's make the 7-horse Dave Curban our top selection in this 10th race. At Keeneland on Saturday, our second selection, we're going to go all the way to the outside. We're going to take the 14-horse Bound for Nowhere. Wesley Ward trains J.R. Garcia as the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line. Garcia and Ward do really well when they get together, 41% over the last year. Garcia has won with this horse already in the past on the turf at Keeneland, and just won a more sub-handicap race at Keeneland, not a graded stakes race, but a handicap stakes race nonetheless, the last time out. So second off a layoff, a lot of good things here with the exception of the 14 posts. So let's make the 14 Dave Bound for Nowhere our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 12 horse. The 12 horse is Mr. Misunderstood. Brad Cox trains Florent Giroux, 12-1 in the morning line. Giroux and Cox are 39% when they team up together. This horse has been on the turf 14 lifetime starts, has won 10 of them. Also was third off a layoff. Cox has great stats with turf horses and turf horses routing. You get a nice juicy price of 12-1. So let's make Mr. Misunderstood our third and final selection in this 10th race Saturday at Keeneland, Dave. So to summarize our selections in race 10 Saturday, Keeneland, they are going to be 7, 14, and 12.
Great. And let's hope we have some big winners this weekend. Let's wrap this up. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know how to listen to us. Click the links. Make sure you subscribe to us through the Apple Podcasts app. The link is right there. It'll put you put our podcast into your podcast app, and you'll get notified as soon as the new episode is published. So please make sure you're subscribed. And on Twitter, make sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR, where there'll be any podcast updates, race day changes, or any other picks that Steve happens to pick. And if you want to send us email, we'd love to get email from you. Send that to questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, any closing comments before we close this out?
No, Dave, just look forward to seeing you tomorrow and watching these races live. And hopefully we hit a couple pick threes and maybe the pick five here.
We would love it. We hope you hit it as well. And with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.